Not just policy, of course, from Labor over the weekend. The Nats pulled out of the bipartisan housing density agreement. We know that by now. Their new idea is to incentivise councils to go up or out, but they have to plan for 30 years' worth of growth. The National Party spokesman on housing, of course, is Chris Bishop. Morning.
Good morning.
30 years of planning is a lot of planning. Are councils up for it? How do you plan for 30 years?
They're already required to do that through the National Policy Statement on Urban Development. And what we're saying is, plan for the next 30 years, but put all of that capacity into the market straight away. So none of this nonsense where you just drip feed land bit by bit into an artificially constrained market. You've got to put it in right now. And the reality is that will mean more greenfields development opened up, but it will also mean more density where it makes sense in and around our transit corridors. And it will create abundant development opportunities. So we get away from this idea of artificially constrained land prices driving up house prices. That's the problem we've got at the moment.
How do you know that will happen if the councils are in charge? They might do a whole bunch of random stuff.
We're going to give ourselves reserve powers to do it for them if they don't do it properly. We are a bit worried about that, I will be honest with you, and that's why we're going to legislate to give central government reserve powers so that if people take the mick and don't do it properly, we will do it for them. It's absolutely critical we get on top of this housing problem we've got in this country, Mike.
So who's running it? Is it the council or is it you?
Well, we're going to give the councils the chance to zone for...
So do it our way, and if you don't do it our way, we'll do it anyway. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because we've got to get on top of housing in this country, and for 30 years we've said no to more housing, and we've constrained the growth of our cities, and you can just see it in plain sight. 400 families live in cars, 3,500 children live in motels. The social housing waitlist is 25,000. It's five times worse than it was 6 years ago. Social and economic crisis in this country because of housing, so we've got to get on top of it.
Okay, so a couple of problems I see there. The message so far from you, and Labor's applicable in this, is we'll do it density, we'll do three houses, three stories. We think this is a fabulous plan. Oh, whoops, no one likes it. No, we don't like it anymore. So how are you going to stick to this one? What if they come back and go, get stuffed?
We're going to give councils more discretion and flexibility, and we've listened to what the communities have said. A lot of people said, look, the 3x3 rule, a blanket rule across all the suburbs, is not going to work for infrastructure reasons, a bunch of other reasons. We've said, okay, fair enough. You can have more flexibility and discretion. You can choose how your cities grow, but they have to grow. That's the key point. Now, councils will do greenfields. Councils will do density around transit corridors. They'll decide the mix of where all that happens, but they've got to go for growth. And we're going to help them with some extra money, by the way. We're going to help them with the infrastructure costs, and we're going to set up $1 billion Build for Growth Fund so that councils that actually go above their long-term average for housing get $25,000 per house. Right. In Auckland last year, that would have meant $152 million for the council to spend on whatever they like, and I think that'll go down very well with councils.
Can we give David Seymour some credit, given it's his policy?
Well, the policy we've announced today is far more, or yesterday, is far more ambitious than any policy announced by any political party so far. We're talking about smashing metropolitan urban limits. We're talking about massively increased land supply. We're talking about council incentives. And we're talking about finally fixing our broken infrastructure funding system. So David's out there talking his book, and he's got his policy, but this is an extremely ambitious policy that we're really proud of.
The other problem you have is Bill English used to do this, of course. Remember when Bill English was running the party? He'd go, I'll tell you what, Auckland, unless you do it, I'm going to come in and do it. And he never did it. Are you actually going to do it, or are you a pussy like Bill English?
Yeah, and Phil Twyford said he'd smash the metropolitan urban limit as well. You probably remember that. They campaigned on it in 2017, and then they never did it. Well, I can tell you, Mike, I'm passionate about this. I'm really determined to fix housing in this country. We're going to do it.
Let me talk to you about tax. You see the poll on TV1 last night about tax cuts?
Yep.
That gives you license to go ahead with your policy, doesn't it?
Well, I think it just shows that New Zealanders are facing a cost of living crisis, and they do want some income relief. Let's not forget, real income, so incomes after you adjust for inflation, have fallen for the last 2.5 years. That's the cost of living crisis that Labor has bestowed upon us. And so people do want tax relief, and we'll be campaigning hard on that.
All right. Appreciate your time. Chris Bishop, the housing spokesperson for the National